Welcome to Yours in Christ, Pastoral Letters from Resurrection and State College, Pennsylvania. I'm Pastor Zach Simmons, and this is letter number 26, Unconditional Election, God's Grace is Sovereign. It's the second in a series called TULIP, Five Truths About God's Grace. For more, visit resurrectionopc.org/letters. Dear Resurrection, the U in TULIP stands for Unconditional Election. Election simply means choice. When the Bible speaks of election, it's talking about God's pivotal decision to reach down into the vast throng of lost, undeserving people and rescue some of them out of the global catastrophe of sin and judgment through saving faith in Jesus. God says this decision of His predates even creation. He chose us before the foundation of the world, Ephesians 1:4. You did not choose me, Jesus tells His disciples in John 15:16, but I chose you. The big question is, why? Why did God choose to save these particular people? There are only two places to look for the answer to that question. Either, number one, there was something special about these people that God noticed, and that's why He chose them. Or, number two, there was nothing particularly special about them at all, but God, out of His free, undeserved grace, chose to save them anyway. Unconditional election communicates that the Bible teaches option number two, not option number one. In Deuteronomy 7, verse 7, Moses told Israel, "It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set His love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all peoples." God simply loved them and was keeping His promises. That's why He rescued them from Egypt, verse 8. The same thing is true of believers today. The only reason that could explain how sinners like you and me would ever choose to trust in Christ is if Christ chose first, reaching down in love to us long before we ever reached up in faith to Him. Some people think that God's choices depend on what He foresees in the future about people's responses to the gospel. But then it's not really God's choice that matters anymore, is it? It's yours. This can be a subtle way of transferring some of the credit for salvation away from God and back to ourselves. The fact is, God did not choose you because He knew that you would believe. No, we believe only because God decided to save us. In other words, God's grace is sovereign. It reflects His utter authority and power, and it doesn't depend on anything, past, present, or future, in us. God says, "I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion." So then it depends not on human will or exertion, but on God, who has mercy. Romans 9, verses 15 and 16. Now here's the grace-based action point for today. If the T in TULIP, total depravity, should make us humble, the U, unconditional election, should make us grateful. Unconditional election reminds us that our salvation depends entirely on God from start to finish, and we can take none of the credit. It's a truth that gives birth to prayers like Psalm 115, verse 1a, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to Your name give glory." Now here's a hymn from Augustus Toplady, number 426 in the Trinity Psalter Hymnal, part of which says, "'Tis not for works that we have done, these all to Him we owe, but He of His electing love salvation doth bestow." And later he says, "To Thee, O Lord, alone is due all glory and renown. Aught to ourselves we dare not take, or rob Thee of Thy crown." Yours in Christ, Pastor Simmons. Thank you for listening to Yours in Christ. If you'd like to find out more about Resurrection, or if you'd like to worship with us this Sunday, find us online at resurrectionopc.org.